Our next guest is the author of the great book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, David Horowitz, back with us on What's on Your Mind. David, thanks for taking the time. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Are you as confident as ever that the title of your book will come true, that Trump will smash the left and win?
Oh, yeah, the tide is already turning. Of course, people want safety for their government. That's the first priority of every citizen of probably every country, security. They want borders. Viruses cross borders. Terrorists cross borders. The Democrats want to do away with our southern border. They don't want any, I mean, it's in their platform. No blindness in it. No deportations, no vettings, more illegals here by offering them free health and you know, full welfare. It's crazy. And then we have our cities are being blown up on the basis of, by the way, a racial hoax. I don't know if you saw this, but the medical examiner in Hennepin County, Minnesota, has said that the autopsy report shows very clearly that George Floyd died from a drug overdose. There are no signs of asphyxiation, and besides which, you can't kill a person by applying knee pressure to one side of the neck. It has to be both sides. So this whole, all this billions of dollars in damage, scores of people murdered, cities set aflame, neighborhoods destroyed, people terrorized, is all based on a hoax. The police are not out to kill black people. And this guy in Kenosha, the same thing. This guy, I don't know if you've seen his rap sheet, but this guy was armed. He was in a bar pulling a gun on people. The police had a call from a woman that said that he was at her home and he wasn't supposed to be there. Then he resists arrest. There's the second video that's come out shows him fighting off the cops. And then he lunges for his, you know, the driver's seat where his gun is. And he's got three kids in the back seat. And you have to ask yourself, what kind of a father would resist arrest with three of his children sitting in the back seat? And then you see his rap sheet. He's a guy who's been arrested before for choking his wife. So this scumbag is now the center of attention like he's some victim of racial injury. He's just a common, low-life, low-level criminal.
You know, about 75% of what you said related to the Wisconsin case, I'm hearing for the first time. You know, it's just amazing to me how the media is fully complicit in all of this damage. All those 33 businesses that are gone, all those people that are dead, they own it right alongside, you know, the lawlessness, the perpetrators themselves, don't they?
Yeah, and you could hold the governor of Minnesota. This is the Democrat. The governor of Minnesota, he was asked point blank, you know, if the guy had a gun and he wouldn't answer the question, well, that tells you that he had a gun. But apparently he had a gun and a knife.
Are you talking about George Floyd now? Or are you talking about...
Jacob Blake.
Wisconsin
Floyd,
guy. Right.
You could tell that it was a sham from the beginning, this race hoax. They've charged four cops with murder. That's because Black Lives Matter is a gigantic lynch mob. And they're already demanding that the officers in Kenosha, be arrested and charged. No investigation. No due process whatsoever. But they charged four cops with murder of George Floyd. One of them's an African-American. Another is an Asian-American. How does race figure into that? How does that get come out of racial killing of a black man, by a white?
My other favorite part of that one is you have the notorious Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison. And
the video that showed...
Exactly.
If you've seen those body cams from the cops, they were so solicitous. When George Floyd said, I can't breathe, he couldn't breathe because he had three times the lethal dose of fentanyl in his system, which attacks the lungs. When he said he couldn't breathe seven times without cops touching him, they called an ambulance for him. They're not, you know, these cops are not racist. They're not brutal. They handled him with kid gloves. He was out of his mind from the drugs that were in it. I mean, it's just, it's a travesty.
But Keith Ellison has a court action to not release the body cams, but allow the citizen clip that was out there that inflamed all this to be the only thing that happened. And rational person looks at the entire video, all of the video body cams, and then looks at the snippet and say, "Wow, I don't have the full picture here. You're
Keith
not being
Ellison
fair."
Keith Ellison is a Farrakhan racist, and of course he was the head of the DNC as well. But he had a photo of himself holding up the Antifa manual. And the Antifa manual for this terrorist organization, and his son is a big supporter of this terrorist organization as well. The Democrat Party is a criminal party. This book I just published, it's actually been 7 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. It's called Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. It shows what's become of the Democrat Party. There's a lot of good people who vote Democrat, but they don't realize what their party has become. It's welcome terrorists. You have a terrorist caucus in the Democrat Party with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Ayanna Pressley and AOC. They raise money for terrorist organizations. They're racist and they're communists, all of them. It's just crazy.
If the Green New Deal
is a communist, we're in North Dakota, right? You guys got oil there. They're going to destroy your industry. Oil, I think you'll like it.
Oh, of course.
It's
and they've been trying for a long time. Same with coal, anything fossil fuels, the pipelines, infrastructure, North, South Dakota, Minnesota, big debate on pipelines now.
I'm no leader as Nancy Pelosi, but California's on fire. It's on fire every single year. The Mississippi overflows every single year. Homes are destroyed. People are drowned. Tornadoes sweep through the Plain States and kill people every year. On the eastern seaboard, it's hurricanes. We can't control any one of those, but these people are going to control the whole climate, the whole planet's climate. It's insanity. It's arrogance beyond belief. If they're right about global warming, it's all over. You can't control. Who are the chief polluters in the world? It's India and China. They've got something like 3 billion people between them, burning coal and polluting the atmosphere.
I want you to help me with something related back to the these nights of violence that come after these incidents with the police.
Yeah.
If you've been on the radical left, right? So help me get in their head a minute and understand why when whatever happened, we're going to find out hopefully great details. You've given us more information with Jacob Blake and those law enforcement officers. What then says to somebody, let's go burn down a car dealership. Let's take down 33 businesses. Let's shoot people. What's the reaction there?
And they're Marxists. Yeah, I was brought up by communists, and I was one of the leaders of the New Left in the 60s, edited its largest magazine. And my message to conservatives, I've been 40 years a conservative, trying to warn conservatives are way too decent people. People are malicious. Why? They're delusional. Being on the left is a religion. You believe that and create the kingdom of heaven on earth. It's like the people who are building the Tower of Babel to heaven. They think they can get over the rainbow there. There's this society which has social justice. There's people don't fight. There's no racism, no sexism, no homophobia, no wars, no poverty. If you are deluded enough, and they're going to save the planet from extinction in 12 years by eliminating all automobiles. If you believe this nonsense, and they do, What lie would you not tell and what crime would you not commit? You're on a destructive mission. Marx famously said, everything that exists deserves to perish.
You are a national treasure. Keep up the good work of informing folks.